Greetings, this is Pastor Thomas A. DeLoach, and this episode is brought to you by To Empower You, a podcast dedicated to helping young adults and young couples achieve their goals and dreams from a biblical context. Pastor Thomas A. DeLoach.
Welcome, everyone, and thank you for connecting with me today. As always, I am your host, Thomas A. DeLoach. I want you to know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. On today's show, I want to talk to you about God's vision for your life. I remember distinctly when I was a young teenager, I had no idea that God even had a vision for me, much less how to accomplish it. It was after my early 20s that God began to touch my life, and the light went off, and I began to see what he saw for me. Keep in mind, God's vision is like a scroll, and as you continue to develop a close walk with the Lord, he will continue to show you what you must do in your life. The reality is, you and I just don't have the time to keep taking things back and forth to God, asking him to bless our vision, when he already has something he's blessed, and he desires to have you do it and even reap the benefits. And since this podcast is dedicated in helping young adults and young married couples achieve their goals and dreams, understanding God's vision for your life, I believe, is very important. It's been noted that perception is reality. And in my opinion, this is what it means. Two people could be walking in the same shoe and at the same time hearing the same news. One's laughing and the other one's crying. One is living and the other one's dying. So the question is, which one are you? Because in the end, it's up to you. And since the fact is that there's only one truth and the only difference is a point of view. Now, the truth is, just because you think something is reality doesn't make it reality. Many people have a false sense of what is real. So when we talk about God's vision for your life, this is real because God is real. And I can guarantee you that he knows everything. Now, let's talk about what vision is. Since we're talking about God's vision for your life, let's at least agree on what vision is. It's the ability to think or plan the future with imagination or wisdom. A vision is a mental image of what the future will or could be like for you. So in Daniel chapter 10, verse 7, I want to use this here as a launching pad for our discussion. It talks about Daniel chapter 10, verse 7, and you can take some notes because I believe if you do, it'll be a blessing to you. But if you can't, do it at a later time that's convenient for you. But it says, "Now I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, while the men who were with me did not see the vision. Nevertheless, a great dread fell on them, and they ran away to hide themselves." Now, I think it's important to understand here, and I'm not going to take all the time to unpack this particular scripture. I think it's important to note and understand that when you see the vision correctly, it will provoke a different response from someone else. For the men that were with Daniel, it provoked a different response. They ran and they hid themselves. But when Daniel saw the vision accurately, I believe it produced faith in his heart. Because really, that's what it's going to take for you to complete something for God. You need faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And so when Daniel saw this vision, I believe it provoked something in him that caused some excitement. And even though he may not have understood every aspect of the vision, it provoked something in him that was different than the others that were with him. Because people with vision, they see things that could be and should be for them. So it takes discipline to have vision. Now, I want to give you 4 points, and I want you to really take these points in and see if this will really help you to understand the importance of God's vision for you. Number one, a man that has no vision lives a very loose life. And this is what I mean by loose: detached, not held together, just here, just everywhere. Their life is just loose. But when you have a vision from God, your life is tight, not boring, but it's tight. It means that it's fixed, it's fastened, it's hard to move. Why? Because vision simplifies your life because it governs your choices. And this is why you need a vision from God, because your life, in my opinion, is made easy. It's made simple when we don't have all of these distractions, when we don't have all of these kind of people coming in and out. We're able to understand and realize what God is distinctly and directly saying to us. Because once you know where you're going, you can also know what roads you don't need to take. So catch this. When you have a vision and you understand where you're going and what the vision is all about, you automatically know what you should do and what you shouldn't do. Now, many of you may be listening to this and saying, well, that's not really profound. There's no revelation in this. But I want to tell you, you'd be surprised that so many people, they think that every road they take is going to get them where they're going. But that's not true. And then you have others who don't even know what to do. They think they understand. There is a way that seems right. But the Bible says that the end thereof is destruction. So when you have a vision, you know what you should do. You know what you shouldn't do. You know what road to take, and you know what road you shouldn't take. All roads won't lead you to Chicago. It's only a certain set of roads that will lead you there. And even if there is a detour, even the detour is not going to give you every road. There's a specific road that you have got to take in order for you to get to your destination. All right, that's point number one. Number two, your destiny dictates your decisions. So when you are offered something, you can say no to it. When you know where you're going, when you have no vision, it's hard to refuse things. And again, here's this dynamic about faith that I think is important when we're talking about accomplishing and understanding God's vision. Faith won't accept everything. Faith will reject those things that are not in line with my purpose, my destiny, the thing that God has ultimately called me into the world to accomplish, because I only have a certain amount of time to do what God has called me to do. And when I understand that, I won't waste time with the wrong people doing the wrong things, trying to please this group, trying to please that group. My audience is an audience of one. It's just me and God. Now, whoever it is that God has assigned to bring into my life, it may be for a season, maybe for a reason, and then it may be for people to stay. But the reality is, when I've got a vision from the Lord, when I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is from God, then I can say no to the things that are not right for me. It's like a woman when she's pregnant. When she's pregnant, she wants everything. Why? Because the baby is dictating that appetite. It wants this one day, it wants that the other day. But once the baby comes into the world, it seems like that appetite after a while will just come back to something normal. When you have a vision from God, it will dictate certain appetites that you have. And those appetites come from God because He's flowing through you His best, His anointing, His power, His wisdom, His knowledge. So we've got to feed that vision the right thing so that it can live, so that it can thrive, so that it can grow. I believe important things when it comes to a vision from God. So I want you to understand that you do have a vision, and God wants you to know that you have a vision, that you are just not here to be here. You're just not here to just do what everybody else is doing. All right. Now, point number three, you were not born to do everything, and you don't have a lot to do in life. I may be the first person that has ever told you that you were not born to do everything and you don't have a lot to do in life. Why do you say that? You should only be doing the things that you have vision for. And this is what I mean. When you have a vision from God, it's going to clear the table in your life and only put what is necessary. One of the number one reasons why Jesus was able to accomplish the things that he did in 3.5 years is because he had a vision from God. He just didn't come to the planet to do what he wanted to do when he wanted to do it. The Bible talks about this, all the things that Jesus did. It was so many things. And he, again, only did it in 3.5 years. I don't know how long I have here. I don't know how long you have here. But one thing is for sure, that we just don't have the time that we think we do. And if we're going to be productive in this life, God is going to show us what you are built to do, what he has put into your spiritual DNA, what he has put into your heart. And when you understand that, you're going to just say, you know what? I can't do that. God has not given me the grace to do this. He has not given me the anointing to do it. I'm going to learn how to stay in my lane. I'm going to learn everything that comes into my life. If this is a real vision from God, I'm going to ask him. I'm going to say, Lord, where is the grace to do this? Without God's grace, his divine empowerment, doesn't matter what God shows you. If you don't have the grace to do it, you're going to be in trouble. Many people today are living a life of stress because they just don't have the grace of God for the vision that God has given them. And that leads me to my next point, that stress comes from the simple fact of not knowing what to do. But I want you to know, you should only be doing the things that God shows you. If he doesn't show it to you, don't worry about it. Let God show it to somebody else. Many times we have this desire. I want to do this. I want to do that. And when I was your age, if you're 18 listening to me, or if you're in your 20s or in your early 30s listening to me, I get it. I wanted to do everything for the Lord. But I had to realize that God just didn't build me for everything. There's a certain amount of things that he wants me to do, because there are about 4.5, maybe 5 to 6 billion people on the planet. And although all of those people are not saved and doing the will of God, when God knocks on your door, when he comes down your street, when he touches your life, when he touches your spirit, he has a distinct purpose. He has something he wants to show you. And don't be concerned about every problem in the world. Every problem, every situation is not for you to solve. But that thing that he shows you, when he enlightens your spirit and says, this is why I brought you into the world, don't get ahead of God. Stay in lockstep with him and let him show you the right time, the right day, the right moment that he wants you to do what he has called you to do. All right. Now, in Luke chapter 10, verse number 40, I want to read you this quick passage. It says, but Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. And I would also add that distractions come when we have no vision from God. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all this work by myself? Tell her to help me. Isn't that something? That Martha is upset with Jesus and mad with the Lord because Mary won't help her. And many times that's what happens, is that we're angry and we're upset with people because we want their help, but we don't understand why Jesus is in the house. Jesus is not in the house to kick it. Jesus is not in the house just to show up. And Mary understands this, and she chose the best part, sitting at the feet of Jesus to get a vision for her life, to get some understanding, some knowledge and revelation. On the other hand, Martha doesn't know why Jesus is there, and she assumes that he's there for a reason that he's not. And that's what happens. We assume something that we shouldn't. And most of us are just like Martha. We live our life based on assumptions, and we assume things every day. We assume this, we assume that, but we've got to get a vision from the Lord. And when we get a vision from God, we know why he's there. And so while Martha is in the kitchen cooking and doing all of these other things, she should have chosen the best part, sitting right next to Mary at the feet of Jesus, because God wants to reveal something to both of them, but he can only reveal it to one of them. And I want you to know that when God comes down your street, when he knocks on your door, he wants to reveal some things that you don't know. He wants to show you some things. He wants to enlighten your understanding about maybe something you're doing that you shouldn't be doing. Maybe something that's going on in your life that you allow to creep in there and mess you all up. So Martha is getting a visitation from Jesus, and she assumes he's hungry. And that's why Martha is so upset. Lord, tell Mary to help me. Don't you care? The Lord is like, sure, I care, but I'm not there to eat. We can eat later. We can eat another day. But what I want to say to you is important. I got destiny on my mind for your life. I've got purpose on my mind for your life. I've got some divine insight, some strategy, a plan that I want to put together for you. But I need your undivided attention. And I can't get that if you're in the kitchen cooking. So come over here and sit down. But the thing that I've understood most about this text is that Jesus never forced Martha to do something she didn't want to do. She was missing out. And every time you miss out is because you lack vision and understanding about why Jesus was there in the first place. We think we know what should be done in a moment when Jesus shows up, but many times we choose the wrong thing. Say this to yourself. I need a vision from God. Yeah, say it again. I need a vision from God. And I believe right now, even while I'm talking to you, God is going to download some things in your heart and in your spirit. All right. Number four, I want to give you some things that vision will do when you discover it. When you discover vision for your life, there's some things, some integral things that will happen for you. And I kind of want to discuss these points here really quickly, and I'll let you go. Number one, vision will choose your future. All of us have a future, a time period yet to be. But the vision that God shows me, it will choose my future for me. It will help me to understand what's in my future, who's in my future. It will help me to discern and understand what I need to prepare right now for the future. Your future has already been selected for you by God. But if you don't know what it is, when you get into your future, you're going to be just as confused as you are now. Vision will most certainly choose your future. Number two, vision will choose your friends. Yes, everybody can't be your friend. Everybody shouldn't be your friend. Your vision that God has given you will show you how to choose your friends wisely. I believe with all my heart that people that are in jail right now that got messed up with the wrong person, I believe they wish they would have had God or somebody to tell them that person is not for you. This individual is not good for your life. Stay away from them. Don't get connected to them. And I want you to know that when God gives you a future and he shows you a time period that is yet to be, he says, listen, there are a group of people that I have destined to walk beside you. I have people to undergird you. I have people that will be in your camp, your tribe, as it were. But I want you to understand, you need a vision from me to show you who you're supposed to hook up with. You don't want to hook up with the wrong person and they take 5 years off of your life, 8 years off of your life. I've heard it before. I've heard it all the time. I got hooked up with this one person and I'm still trying to dig my way out of a 10-year hole. You don't want that to be for your life. Vision will choose your friends. Number three, vision will choose your library. If you were to come into my house, one of the things that you would notice, I've got books everywhere, books upon books. I got them in the living room, the dining room. I got them on the stairs. I got them in the bathroom. I got them in the bedroom. I got books everywhere, but I don't have all kinds of books in every genre. I've only have books that are connected to my vision and my purpose. So you won't find mechanical books or books about how to build houses or books about how to acquire land or none of that stuff. I have books that are connected to my divine assignment. And I want you to know that in your house, you need a library of books that go along with the thing that God has destined you to become. And that's my prayer for you, that God would help you and show you how to get books and research books and certain things like that, that you are reading things that are connected to your assignment. It's preparation. Jesus was prepared for ministry. And you and I have got to be prepared for the vision that God shows us for the things that he wants us to do. So invest your money wisely in a library, but not just any kind of library of books. Books that go along with what God is showing you. One of the things that I wish the Lord would do is to read and do my research for me, but he's not going to do that. I got to do my own reading, my own research. So I want you to spend some time with God and ask the Lord, Lord, show me what books I should read and books I shouldn't read. Show me books that need to be in my library, things I need to be thinking about buying, things that I need to have around me at all times, because vision will choose your library. Number four, vision will choose your use of time. I could go all night and all day on this because we waste time all the time because we have no vision. But vision will choose your use of time. In other words, how are you going to use your time on a day-to-day basis? You got to ask the Holy Spirit that. Holy Spirit, show me with this vision that you've given me how to use my time and how much time I should use in a day. Because you got to understand, we don't have all day and every day of the week to just do certain things. But there's a certain block of time where you will really sense the power of God moving on you to do certain tasks and certain things. So get locked into, all right, Lord, I'm going to use this time to do this particular thing that you are giving me to do. And you will find out you're going to get more things done because you know how to use your time. Because you know we can't go back and get yesterday. We can't go back and get a week, 2 years. We can't do that. So we got to learn how to maximize the time. Use our time wisely. Because when God gives you a vision, then he gives us a certain amount of time to get things done. Number five, vision will choose your use of energy. This is important because many of us are tired and we are drained beyond measure because we just don't understand and know how to use our energy. When you get up in the morning, you got to ask the Lord, okay, God, what you have shown me about my life and what should be and what shall be, about the things that you are giving me to do. Help me to use my energy for that and not for all these other things. Because many times we burn out because we use a specific amount of energy doing the wrong thing and then get upset when it's time to do the right thing while we're so tired and gassed. Maybe it's the people that you are around that's draining your energy. So look around your circle, and people that are always bringing you problems, people that are always bringing you negative energy, you need to get rid of them. Kindly ask them to leave your space. You know this as well as I do. You need energy, strength, and stamina. You need grit and perseverance, intestinal fortitude in your life to get things done. And if you got the wrong people around you all the time, they may mean well, but they bring too much drama. You got to ask them to leave, because you need all the energy you have to do what God has called you to do. Because he's not using my body to do your stuff. He's using your body. So you may be having some energy leaks throughout the day. What you need to do, figure it out, write it down, and say, you know what? I got to remove this. I got to remove that when I'm doing things that God has not destined me to do. So you need to understand and know beyond a shadow of a doubt, you need energy and vision. I'm telling you, my friend, vision will choose your use of energy. Number six, vision will choose what you watch on TV. Yes, TV, that thing that you have plastered on the wall, 42 inches, 60 inches, 75 inches of bright big picture surround sound. That is a huge distraction for all of us, because it's so easy to be a couch potato and sit and watch the TV all day, especially when the city or state, the country is reopening again because of this virus. Everybody's at home. People are catching up on Netflix and Hulu and all this other stuff. But I'm telling you, you've got to allow the vision of God to dictate what you watch on TV. Many of the struggles, even the secret struggles that we have, is what we're looking at. And what you look at will begin to birth certain things in your life that you don't want, that you don't need, that God hasn't destined for you. So you got to make sure that you are looking at things that bring vision and motivation and even help you to discern and pick up and detect stuff that is not right for your life. I know right now that I'm probably watching more news than I have before because of all the things that are going on. But I can tell you, I can't watch but a certain amount of it, because it'll depress you. It'll bring you down. Before you know it, you're angry, you're mad, you're upset. You don't even know why you're mad. You don't even know why you're angry. It's something that you are watching and looking at that has caused jealousy or revenge or anger, because the media is the middleman. They're not really there to show you the news. It's their interpretation of what's going on. But if you don't know how to shut the TV off, some of us just need to put a timer on our TV. I'm gonna watch TV for 20 minutes or for 30 minutes or for an hour. But before you know it, you have looked at or may have planned to just watch one show, one episode. And before you know it, you've watched 10, you've watched 15. And that hour, that day is gone by watching TV. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with watching sports or whatever, but we've got to understand that vision from God, you need to be seeing that and not always what's on the TV. So I want you to guard your eyes and look at shows and programs that build you up, that invest a certain amount of information in you, that brings your awareness up to a level that you have never experienced before. Because I'm telling you, vision will choose what you watch on TV. Number seven, vision will choose your priorities in life. You know what priorities are. What I should be doing first, second, or third, or what I shouldn't be doing at all. Everything is not a priority for you. You may think that it is, but again, the more you spend time with God, He will show you what is a priority. This is something you need to do this week, or this is something you need to do today, or for the next 3 days. But if you don't know that, then you're just going to do everything. And this is why we have got to check in with God daily. Like you do when you go to work, your boss, your supervisor, you're checking in. Because what you did yesterday, you come in the next day, they may say to you, that was a priority yesterday. But today, I need this to get done. Today, I need that to get done. Never assume you know what God is thinking. Spend some time with Him. Let Him redirect your steps. This is what it means, really, to be Spirit-led. People that are Spirit-led are people that can shift and move and change directions and pivot when they hear the Holy Ghost show them something or speak something to them. Remember that Jesus, He told His disciples, you know, we're going to go see Lazarus. But He didn't go see Lazarus immediately. He waited. But then He discerned Jesus and picked up and said, we need to go see Him now. You got to know what is a priority in your life, and your vision, the thing that God will show you, will dictate your priorities. And you will begin, watch this, to be so in sync with God that you will know in your spirit, and you will have so much energy and peace because you know you are doing something that is for right now. Make sure that you stay in the now season of your life. And number 8, vision will choose your hobbies. There's nothing wrong with having hobbies. I have them. They're things that I love to do. I love to enjoy. But one of the things that I'm really asking the Lord to help me in the things that I do, Lord, give me a vision. Show me what's inside of me I don't know. Show me what's hidden down and under that I haven't figured out yet. I've been on the earth for 48 years now, and there are just things that the Lord is showing me about me that I never knew I could do, that could become a hobby. Become something productive and not just bring me joy, but people around me. So we've got to learn how to ask God, discover the new thing that's in me that I don't even know is there. And I can guarantee you, if you will just say that to the Lord, He will begin to show you this. And in your downtime, your relaxed time, time where you're putting up your feet, He can show you some things that you can do that you will begin to enjoy that you never thought you would love to do. There are things that I'm doing now that I never thought I would like to do. And so understand and realize that vision will choose your hobbies and make use of your time. All right. That's all that I want to share with you. It was my desire that you were blessed today. I am praying for you because your destiny is bright. Your right now is bright. But I want you to prepare and spend some time this week and ask God, Lord, show me a vision for my life. I'm tired of the way my life is going. I'm tired of the way this is happening. I'm in a rat race day to day. But God, show me, help me to change directions, help me to repent of certain things and certain activities I'm doing because I want to get in lockstep with you. I want to have that life you died for, that more abundant life. And even when trials and tribulations come, I realize whatever God is bringing into my life, He's bringing it into my life to help me to understand some things about me and to help me to understand life does happen. But I want you to know there's destiny and there's purpose. Don't get distracted by all the other things that are going on. Keep your eyes on that prize. Keep your eyes on that vision. And ultimately, that's God. If you can keep your eyes on him, and you know as well as I do, that's hard in this world where everybody is competing and vying for your attention. It's so difficult to keep our eyes on God. But if we can keep our eyes on God, keep our eyes on the visionary pursuits that he's giving me, I want my life to mean something. When it is all said and it's all done, when the smoke is cleared, I want to know that I have pleased God and done what he has called me to do. I want to hear him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." I'm praying for you. I believe God's best for your life. Take some time this week, next week, as long as it takes, until you can get a vision from God. And I'm telling you, it's going to be the best thing in your life. Some of you are going to change directions and do something that you never thought you could do, because God's going to touch your spirit. He's going to touch your life. He's going to touch your heart. I'm believing that for you. All right. Listen, go to my website, thomasadeloach.com. Drop me an email at info@thomasadeloach.com. Let me know that these episodes are blessing you, that they mean something to you. Do it today. Do it now. All right. God bless you. Until next time, peace to the family. Talk to you later.
Thank you for listening to my show, To Empower You. If you were blessed, inspired, and encouraged, please send me a praise report, prayer requests, or show ideas to info@thomasadeloach.com. And follow me on Instagram @ThomasADeloach and Facebook @DrThomasADeloach. And remember, you can go to my website anytime at www.thomasadeloach.com. Until next time, be empowered.